will be in Psalms chapter number 40, verses 1 through 3. Psalms chapter number 40, verse 1 through 3. Tonight, BJ's been hitting on some stuff on Wednesday nights here lately about don't quit and don't give up and don't give in, and just some headlines he's had laid out there in the past couple months. And the Lord hit me with this, and I said, I don't want to go there. They're just going to think I'm following his footsteps. He said, no, you're going to go here because that's what you need. And God has really laid the hammer down on me this past week ever since he's called me with this. And the title of this would be, Don't Forget So You Don't Quit. If you're going to follow Christ and you're going to be the man God's called you to do to be the woman God's called you to be the churchgoer that God's called you to be the Christian God's called you to be, then there's some things we must not forget in our life that Jesus Christ has done for us. Because if we forget them, it won't be long we'll quit. It won't be long we'll be out of those things. But in Psalms chapter number 40 and verses 1 through 3, if you will stand as we honor the reading of God's Word. Psalms chapter number 40 and verse number 1, it says, And I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Verse number 2, He brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. In verse number 3, it says, And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father God, as I come to you tonight, Father God, I just want to tell you thank you, Father, God, for just giving me the opportunity to stand up and preach your word just one more time, Father. Lord God, I just want to ask that you'd move me completely and totally out of the way tonight, Father. Lord God, I pray that you just move on me tonight, God. Move on this church, Father God. I pray that we never forget, Father God, what you've done on Calvary. God, I pray that we never forget the love you have for us, Father God, so we don't quit following you. Lord God, I pray, Father God, for BJ as he's standing in the pulpit tonight. Father God, I pray that you touch him, anoint him tonight, bless him, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you just move in this service in a mighty way. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, as we come in on Psalms chapter number 1, we find where the Bible says in verse number 3, it says, He put a new song in my mouth. I want you to know when you got saved, Jesus Christ, He put a new song in your mouth. He put a new praise in your heart. You don't praise them old ways. You don't praise the old things. You don't sing the old ways. You don't sing. He put a new song. He put a new praise in your life. But tonight, as a Christian, and tonight in my life, and I'm sure tonight in your life, I may be the only one, but there's sometimes that song, it ain't in my mouth no more. There's sometimes that praise, it ain't where it should be no more. And tonight, when I realize that that song ain't where it needs to be and that praise ain't where it should be, it's most of the time it's because I forgot something. I forgot what God's done in my life. And tonight I'm going to, just my question is, what we must not forget so we do not quit? Tonight, number one, we should not forget that Jesus sought for us. We should not forget that Jesus, He sought for you and He sought for me. In verse number 1, we see it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. In verse number 2, it said, He brought me up out of a horrible pit. I want you to know tonight that Jesus Christ, He sought for you. He searched for you diligently. I want you to know tonight when you was in the lowest you could go, when you was in the worst place you could be in before you got saved, He was seeking for you. He was searching for you day in and day out, night in and night out. He was on your tail. He was searching. But I want you to know after you got saved and you started walking on that right path with God, and just as I do, and I'm sure just as you do sometimes in your life, boy, you'll start straying just a little bit. You'll start straying just a little bit. You'll forget about what God's done and the ways of the world. They'll start feeling a little bit better. I want you to know Jesus Christ, He's right on that tail. You can't hide from God. It says He was in a horrible pit. You brought me up out of a horrible pit. In verse number 2, I want you to know if you'd walk by that pit, you wouldn't notice it. You wouldn't realize somebody was down in there. But Jesus Christ, it don't matter where you go, no matter how deep you get, Jesus Christ knows exactly where you are. You can't hide from the man who created the world. You can't hide in this, nowhere in this earth can you hide because Jesus Christ knows where it's at. If something's wrong with anything, if you take it to the Creator, He can figure it out because He knows exactly where everything's supposed to be, how it's supposed to work, how it's supposed to go. Jesus Christ, He created the earth, He created you. So you can't hide down in your soul, you can't hide down in your life. I want you to know Jesus Christ, He's seeking after you. He sought after you. But also in verse number 1, we see where He was inclined unto him. Jesus Christ, he inclined unto me. He inclined unto you. And I am no English scholar, but I'm going to tell you what inclined means to me. Inclined means when you come unto something. You get closer to something. And when that man was down in that horrible pit in Psalms here, I think about how when I was at my lowest and Jesus Christ was, nobody else would come near me. But Jesus Christ, he come on down close. He said, I'm going to help you up. Just get on up. I'm going to help you up. Just tell me what's wrong. I'm going to help you up. Just tell me what's wrong. What's hurting? What's bothering you? I've got a dog at home, and he's huge. He's not even a year old, and he's huge. When he stands up, he comes up to my chin. And he's been sick here lately, and I can't get him to eat all the time. He'll eat sometimes. Sometimes he won't. He's just a little brat. Savannah raised him that way. But what I found out is when he won't eat, I'll get down on my knee right there beside him. And I'll get that food out of that bowl. And I'll start shaking it in my hand. I'll say, come here, bud. Come here, bud. It's okay. And he'll start eating that food. And I'll ease it on down. I'll stand up. I'm going to rip this mic off. And I'll stand up and he'll just look at me. And he'll back up and he'll shake his head. I'll get on down there one more time. I'll get my hand up and he'll start eating. And while he's eating, I'll let it fall in that bowl. See, he thinks it's hurt. He thinks it's going to hurt. He thinks I'm going to be mad at him. I don't know what's going on in his mind, but when I know what he needs. I know exactly what he needs, so I'll just get on down there with him. And I feel like that's what Jesus Christ might do to me sometimes. Sometimes I'm afraid of what he's got for me. It's going to hurt me. But he says, oh, no. I'll just ease it down on you. I'll ease on down on you. BJ talked about the 99 sheep and the shepherd that left for that one. Don't you know when that shepherd, he got down to that one sheep, that one sheep that was lost, that shepherd didn't come up and jerk it up by its neck and try to drag it back to the fold. Oh, no. He got down there on that one knee. And he seen all the cuts and all the bruises and all the scars that thing had on it. And he may have bandaged them up. He may have done all them things, but he started helping that sheep up. And he threw it over his shoulders and carried it back. I want you to know that's what Jesus Christ done for that sheep. That's what he'll do for you tonight when he inclined unto you, when he draws near unto you. But also in verse number 1, we see where he heard. Jesus Christ, he said, he heard my cry. I want you to know tonight, if nobody else will listen to you, if nobody else will, if you feel like you're all alone and you have nowhere else to go, Jesus Christ says, I'm here. I'm here. He says in the Bible, my ear's not too short that I cannot hear. My hand's not too short that I cannot save. I want you to know tonight that Jesus, we must not forget that one point in our life, and if not every day, that Jesus Christ, he sought after us. He seeks after us. He's searching after us. But we also must not forget that Jesus Christ, he also sanctified us. I feel like I go back to this in every sermon, but Jesus Christ, he sanctified us. Look in verse number 2. It says, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay and set my feet upon the rock and established my goings. I want you to know in 1 Peter chapter number 2, it says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Don't you know when Jesus Christ, he sanctified you, he set you apart. In verse number 2, he said, he brought me up out of the miry clay, out of the horrible pit, and set me on that miry clay. Don't you know when Jesus, well, this is just a picture of what Jesus Christ done. He took that man up out of that pit. Just, he took you up out of your sin. And he set you there. He set you off to the side. He set you off to the side and he dusted all that miry clay off, all that sin, all that guilt, all that shame. He dusted it all off. He put it on his shoulders. He carried that shame. He dusted it off. And also down there in verse number 2, it says he put me on that solid rock. He put me on the solid rock. So not only did he dust you off and set you on a straight path, but he gave you a foundation. He gave you that solid rock to stand on, to put your life on tonight. I want you to know tonight, I heard a preacher one time, he was actually on the mission trip. Some of y'all might remember it. But he stood back and he was talking about how his life just come into shambles. He said this, and I've never forgot it. I'll never forget it till the day I die. He talked about how when you build a house and you build it on that foundation, he said that house may go each and every which way. When them storms come and it may shake and it may tremble and it may fall. But there's one thing that stays the same, and it's that foundation. There's one thing that stands the same about your salvation, and it's that solid rock that Jesus Christ put you on. I want you to know tonight that preacher said, it don't matter how many times I've crumbled. It don't matter how many times I've fallen. That foundation that I stand on, it's never moved. It's never changed. It's never been messed up. I want you to know tonight when Jesus Christ, He gave us that sanctification. He gave us that foundation tonight. I want you to know it says in Psalms 18:30. I'm going to flip over there. Psalms 18:30, it says, as for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, and He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. I want you to know tonight that you don't have to worry about that solid rock that Jesus Christ stands you up on. You don't have to worry about the word of the Lord, because He said that way's been tried. My word's been tried, so it don't matter. He said, I've sanctified you, I've set you apart, but I've also set you on a path. It says at the bottom of verse number 2, it says, and establish my goings. Establish my goings. Psalms 119:105 says, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I want you to know tonight that Jesus Christ, He sought after you. He sanctified you, but He also set you free. We must not forget those three things. There's no way you can forget those three things and your song and your praise be where it needs to be. There's no way you can forget those things and not quit on coming to church. There's no way you can forget those things and not quit on what God's called you to do. It says, but Jesus Christ has set us free. Verse number 3, He says, and He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And I could flip over to Luke chapter number 23 and read there, but I'd have to read the whole chapter, so I'm not. I'll just give you a little walkthrough. It's right before Jesus is going to get crucified, and they've took him to Pilate. And they said, this man's perverted the ways of the church. He's done all these things. And Pilate looked at him. He said, I find no wrong in him. Pilate examined him. Pilate questioned him. He said, I find no wrong. He said, but he is a Galilean. So I'm going to send him on to Herod. That's where he belongs anyway. Herod said, well, we'll take him. They took him. And Herod, he beat him. He mocked him. He done all those things. He interrogated him. He questioned him. He brought him back to Pilate. He said, I don't find no wrong in him. I find no wrong. This man's done no wrong. He said, so you just take him back. Your people brought him to you. Pilate said, all right, it's the feast, and I'm supposed to let one man go anyway. He said, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to offer him a murderer. I'm going to offer him somebody who should not be out of this place. No way. This man should hang on a cross for everything he's done. There ain't no way the crowd's going to take Jesus over that man. And he brought him to the crowd. He brought both of them to the crowd, Jesus and Barabbas. And the crowd said, give us Barabbas. And Pilate stepped back. He said, what? This man's done no wrong. He's a murderer. He's a thief. He said, give us Barabbas. Crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him. That's what Jesus done. Barabbas was the first person Jesus stepped in. He stepped in, gave his life for Barabbas. I want you to know something today. When there's going to come a day when Jesus Christ, He set you free of your sins, there's going to come a day before when you stand before the Lord on Judgment Day. The day you take your last breath, you'll stand before the Lord. Everything you've ever done is going to be plastered out there. And Satan's going to say, crucify Him! You not remember what He did? You not remember? He's a drunk! He's an alcoholic! He's a drug head! He's a liar! He's an adulterer! He's a Sunday school teacher that got drunk on the weekend one time. You not remember that? And Jesus is going to say, hey, you step back. You remember when you was hollering, crucify Him to me? I took that place. I took that sin. I took that shame. I want you to know tonight, Jesus Christ, He stretched forth them hands. He said, you better not forget it. Because if you do, you'll quit. He said, you better not forget it, because if you do, you'll quit. Tonight, I want you to know tonight if you've lost that, if you forgot that Jesus Christ has sought for you, if you forget that He sanctified you, and you forget that He's set you free, you're right where Satan wants you. You're right where Satan wants you. want you to know you can't go low enough. You can't go deep enough. There's a song we sing that says there's no wall you won't tear down, no lie you won't something. Anyway, y'all know it. Y'all know it. We sing it a lot. I want you to know you can't hide from God. He knows your heart. I want you to know tonight, if you've forgot those things, then there's one more thing that Jesus Christ done. Jesus Christ, in verse number 3, it says, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, and even praise unto God, and many shall see it." I want you to know Jesus Christ, it says he sent us. When Jesus Christ, after he had went to the cross, he told his disciples one thing. He said, "Go ye therefore, teach all nations." I want you to know tonight, if you forgot that Jesus sanctified you and you forget that he's seeking after you daily, if you forget that he set you free, and you forget that he sent you, the things that you do, being a deacon, being a Sunday school leader, being a preacher, being a worship leader, being a Christian, those things, it won't be enjoyable no more. It'll be a burden. It won't be fun no more telling people about Christ. It won't be fun no more going up to somebody and praying with them out in public in a scared place, in a place you've never been before. Those things, it'll be a burden to you. You won't want to do it because you forgot what Jesus Christ has called you to do. Tonight, I want you to know it don't matter where you go, where you've been. It don't matter how far you've went, how low you've went. It don't matter how far you've run, how deep you've got into something. Jesus Christ knows exactly where you're at. Tonight, this may have just been just for me. But he told me, he said, if you want your song back where it needs to be, and you want your praise to be back where it needs to be, and you want all that guilt and you want all that shame where you got to quit looking over your shoulder all the time, he said, if you want that back where it needs to be, then you got to remember some things. You got to remember that I searched for you. Boy, it don't matter how long you keep running, I'm still going to keep searching. He said, I ain't going to give up on you yet. I ain't going to give up on you. I'm going to keep searching for you. All you got to do is turn around. He said, when you turn around, you'll remember that I sanctified you. And you'll remember that I set you free. And then you can start doing what I've sent you to do. Tonight I ask you, how long has it been since you've realized that Jesus Christ loves you? Amen. How long has it been since you've remembered how great his grace is? Tonight I want you to know tonight you've got that solid rock. You've got that firm foundation that no matter how much you tremble, no matter how much you fall, Jesus Christ, he'll always be there. Let us pray. Dear Father God, I come to you tonight, Father God, and I thank you so much. Father God, no matter how much I've ran, Father God, you've always sought after me. Lord God, I thank you so much that no matter how deep I've got myself into, you've always sanctified me. You've always set me free. Lord God, tonight, is if we're going to go into revival in this church, I think we must realize, Father God, and we must remember all these things so we do not quit on you. Lord God, this church cannot quit. As a Christian, we cannot quit. As a Christian, I cannot quit, Father. Lord God, I pray that you help us, Father. Lord God, I pray that you grow us as a church, as a family, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you just move in this place. I pray that when people drive by, they can feel the love through these doors, Father God. Lord God, and I pray, Father God, that you just move in a mighty way this week, Father God. Lord God, if somebody's in this place tonight, Father God, has done forgotten, is just running as far as they can from you, Father God. Lord God, I pray they'll realize it'll be a lot easier when they stop running and just turn back to you. Lord God, if somebody's in this place lost tonight, Father God, I pray they'll realize it'll be a lot easier when they just give it all to you. Lord God, I just want to tell you that I love you. Lord God, I thank you for this opportunity to stand up, proclaim your word. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.